Hello, everyone. Welcome to One More Prime, the Transformers Watch Along. I'm Mike Schwartz, back from a pleasant vacation in Traverse City, Michigan. I'm joined by my children Emmett and Elsa.
Hello.
Hi.
Who, on that same vacation, got to play the greatest pinball machine ever made, the Addams Family. Kids, let's hope this podcast is successful enough so we can buy one on eBay. We are watching Roll For It, Episode 5 of Season 1. Kids, if there's one thing you don't like about Transformers as a whole, what would it be?
Well,
it's the humans, I know!
We didn't say anything.
I never liked humans in Transformers. I thought they were boring, they weren't as cool as the Autobots and Decepticons, and they would just get in the way. The entire energy supply to the northwest of America is at stake, and Hound and Bumblebee have to save Spike from falling off a cliff over and over and over. And then there were those creepy proto-human kids in Beast Wars. They had too much screen time in Season 3. I stopped reading the IDW comics when they came back to Earth after the events of Dark Cybertron. Humans? Boring. And in the Bay movies, how are you supposed to think the Decepticons are so unbeatable and evil when the military guys take most of them out?
Dad, get a hold of yourself!
What are you doing?
You sound like a little baby man.
Humans play an important part in the Transformers mythos. They give Optimus and the Autobots a reason for defending the Earth. Freedom is the right of all sentient beings, you know. And the human stories in Transformers Prime were great.
And they helped the Autobots explore more of the outside world. Would you rather have them spend all day inside the Ark or dance in a nightclub?
We haven't covered that episode yet, but you're right. Sorry for the outburst. This is a positive podcast. A posicast, if you will.
Don't call it that.
Ever.
So, I assume this is another human-heavy episode, and I should have a fresh outlook on guys like Spike and Sparkplug.
And their buddy Chip.
He saves the world using 1980s computer science. There's a floppy disk involved.
You know what? That sounds like the type of crazy plot device I love. I feel better now. Let's start watching. If you would like to watch along with us, all G1 Transformers episodes are available to stream on Tubi. That's how we're watching. We'll let you know when to pause for commercial breaks. Written by Douglas Booth, airing on October 13th, 1984, this is Roll For It! Oh, they got rid of that weird explosion in episode 4.
So, in episode 4, they're like, yeah, let's just put it in. And then in episode 5, nah, let's take it out now.
Maybe there was a sound designer who was like, you know what? This is the day I get super creative. I'm going to show the world that we really need an explosion when it says Transformers. And we'll add a few extra laser beams. And I think they added a lot of like more swooshy sounds when the jets flew by.
No difference. What's that seeker?
Some miscolored seekers. Oh, Starscream already asserting his leadership.
Oh,
is Megatron still on Cybertron? With the Shockwave?
Oh, no.
Oh! Oh! Starscream just flies right through the window.
Whoa. That was a nice sound
wave.
How
do you know what a Decepticon is, random guy?
Wow, there's multiple armed guards at a power plant like that? Maybe.
Why didn't that explode?
And there's like video game, just empty oil barrels around.
Yeah, why didn't those explode? That'd be so cool.
They should pick up a crowbar laying in the street and start beating up Soundwave.
What's with the empty chest?
No, yep. Conflict zone ahead. So who do we have here? Blue Streak, Cliff Jumper, Brawn.
Friendly neighborhood. Oh, they did a crossover.
He kind of did a
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
They did a crossover with him.
The Cliff Jumper and Brawn have by far the most aggressive guys. Whoa! Oh.
You know what would be cool? If he swung and it just broke on him.
Yeah. Oh, an Optimus intervenes. He got the tag like a wrestling match. Ooh. In comes Optimus.
That's my line.
Starscream gives Prime a little shoulder.
Ooh, I like
on
the
his
rainbow
way out.
On the water.
Well, what is a weird walk? And he goes right through looks like a tennis net.
And wait. A very smooth transformation.
Oh, weird sound wave scream.
Droopy jets.
Yeah.
No.
Look at his pose.
Point. Optimus has his hands on his knees. Like, I love it. I love these guys. Meanwhile, in another galaxy. Nope, Cybertron. Oh, we're back in Cybertron. That's where Megatron's hanging out.
Let's play Among Us. Why are their noses droopy?
Why is my Decepticon symbol red?
Don't sound so pleased.
I'm glad you're feeling better!
Ultimate power. Could it be unlimited power?
More droopy jets.
Wrong show.
Wait, Shockwave is staring at us.
Yeah, he's breaking the fourth wall.
Whoa, look at that.
Oh, and he can just magically go back.
The space bridge looks like it's working very well. Yeah, look at that. Pretty easy.
Yuppie
now
balls.
It's a square.
Yeah, with a little trap door.
I am back.
He's back. Aww. Laserbeak greeted him like a puppy. Daddy's home.
Daddy. Glowing eyes.
Well, Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Grandpa's home.
Oh, it's Bumblebee, Spike, and his friend Chip. Oh, look at that. Bumblebee gave... We should mention that Chip is in a wheelchair, but Bumblebee provided him some accessibility, a little ramp to get out.
That's nice. Okay, so nothing else to say.
They've gained popularity. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he mentions he's never met an Autobot, as if the Autobots are, like, well-known in the world now. They should be. I mean, if the real world was attacked by giant robots. Oil cake.
Ew.
Even for a robot, that doesn't sound appetizing.
Oh, okay.
It's the Ark. But different.
Oh, look. Bumblebee's groove walk. It kind of looks like, yeah, they... just wanted to reuse the
big boy.
The Teletran 1. Whoa, let go of me, Bumblebee! there's the floppy disk you mentioned, Elsa.
Yay!
Oh, Chip is so happy.
His eyes are literally shining.
His beautiful blue eyes.
Does this have Commander Keen on it? That's an old
video
game.
It's a robot!
Game.
Bumblebee has pink seats like a boss.
No. Yeah. Oh, no!
Spike has his hands on the steering wheel like he's actually doing something. Oh, wow!
Instant damage.
Just instant damage to the parking garage.
No symbol.
Where's Soundwave? I bet he would be... Well, he went flying off screaming. Maybe Laserbeak sensed his weakness and now he's clinging to Megatron a little more. I like these guys driving together. The, what are they, Emmett?
The Fair Lady Z's.
Yes.
Willie, you're forgetting Smokescreen, but not until later.
Hey! Blue Streak and Prowl. Even teaming up. Ooh!
Oh.
Did he just shoot the floppy disk?
Is that a Star Trek door?
Yep.
They're the same mold, yet they're different in the cartoon.
Yep. Ooh, Prowl takes a shot to the gut. Commercial break. We now return to the Transformers. Time code 7 minutes and 54 seconds. Press play now.
Megatron talking without his mouth moving.
He's talking about energy. That's all he talks about. Was that him laughing?
He punched in the wrong code.
Dr. Elcazard.
Computer, man.
Oh. Not anti-life, Darkseid. Antimatter. That's what Megatron's after.
Flesh creature.
I want it.
Yeah.
Blech.
Oh, we'll just go into the trash.
Oh, Megatron is... He can, like, read technology through the palm of his hand? That's a new power. That's the same hand that became a buzzsaw last episode.
Oh, wow.
Just look at his eyes.
I know, he's a bright-eyed computer boy. Oh man, they're still fighting with Ravage?
Is that a skeleton?
Look, he saw Ravage's bones. There's Soundwave. He's like, Laserbeak gave up on me. Ravage, you're still with me,
like,
Ravage.
No, Papa, no, save me.
Yeah.
What's behind him?
Oh, is Prowl using his Wi-Fi?
Do they have Wi-Fi?
What's he doing? It's going across the power lines into his phone modem. He contacts Chip. His battle computer is down.
So his ability to pull a trigger?
Yeah. Well, okay, so the Autobots... Whoa.
Whoa! You said your battle computer!
So Prowl's battle computer was malfunctioning, so he sent his Wi-Fi over to Chip's house, and then Chip could control him using a regular Earthbound computer.
Yes, that makes sense.
And he's doing great! Prowl's, like, jumping around and landing on jets. So Blue Streak can handle Starscream. Whoa! Chip's making Prowl steal a jet!
And he can fit inside one?
He's riding on top.
How does Chip know how to fly a jet?
Chip's amazing. Oh!
Whoa!
What?
I think the military should really know that you can hack into a jet that easily.
And that wars are fighting in your warehouse.
Yeah.
All right, check off and go. Yay!
No, thanks, wow, way to go, Chip.
Whoa, look at that.
That was like some Fast and Furious stuff. Oh, yeah, cross-hatching on Megatron.
Oh, no longer floppy jets.
Right.
But that was just Skywarp.
Yeah. The animation's... I know we will keep mentioning inconsistencies. Whoa, Ravage just broke through his door. Oh, no. Is he going to grab Chip?
Ravage is huge.
Oh, there goes the floppy disk. Oh, through another door. No one's scared of Ravage. Oh!
It's a jet!
Ravage just sent Chip through his window. Oh, that's like a robot chicken joke. That seems inappropriate. Wow. That must have been fun to animate,
ooh,
though.
Spark's face just...
The Decepticons, yeah, they're being downright evil this episode.
Who's that laugh?
Yeah, they're taking glee in messing with Chip. I don't like this.
Don't say the way he, ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
No, here's my plan.
No.
Music.
What is Soundwave doing? The Decepticons have weird hand powers this
and
episode.
The music.
Yeah. Now he looks like Link.
Oh, yeah. He does look like Link.
Look at that tiny face.
They definitely have varying animators working on these shots. So Mirage and Hound are showing off with their illusion skills.
Illusion.
Omegatron and Soundwave can just do weird things with their hands. Oh.
Oh, Hound turned into a rock. I've seen a YouTube clip of this.
Yeah, what's that?
Is this Frenzy or Rumble? Oh!
In the cartoon, Rumble.
Okay. Oh, Rumble's pretty clueless.
Rumble gets tricked by a rock.
Yeah.
It's like Charlie Brown. What's
sounds
going
like
on?
He sounds like a Peanuts character. What's going on?
Yeah.
More
hand stuff. Megatron has successfully created antimatter.
When it, yeah, it'll conquest the universe when it sucks it all in.
I won't let you.
Ah, come on!
Ravage, give him a break. Oh, that music.
Yeah, it's a little more spacey music.
Antimatter is the absence of matter, so why should you be able to draw energy from it?
You know, it's just being used to create more powerful energon cubes.
Okay. Now he's holding it.
Oh, there's Mirage. I just want to get back to Cybertron.
Yeah, I just want to get home, please.
Have I mentioned that? Whoa!
Phase.
Bumblebee transformed on top of Spike and Chip, and they just kind of were absorbed into his bottom of his car.
And they can drive upstairs. Cool.
Whoa, man.
Whoa. And I think window is safe in this episode.
And we land perfectly safe on the ground.
Windows and doors are no.
Whoa, here comes Optimus. Is he going to go through a window or a door? Whoa, through the wall.
Through the wall.
Oh, that's cool. He had Sunstreaker and Prowl and Trailbreaker. He had them all in his trailer.
I like how when they're transforming, when they're
right through the walls.
I like how when they're transforming, when they're
Ratchet.
Driving, they're just T-posing for a moment and then they continue running.
Yeah. Oh.
Jeez.
So Megatron blew everyone up.
That's antimatter.
And that's the end.
They cough.
They're just walking out coughing.
Clutching their heart.
Look at Ironhide's face.
Oh, losses is in.
They're battle computers, probably.
And somehow they're all cracked.
Cracked windshields. Oh man! Aww. Wow, I do like their beat up forms.
Can't we go inside you, Optimus?
And
no, you're too heavy.
Clean.
Yeah.
And then they're all clean afterward. So who did this?
Yeah. One cube blew up the facility.
One empty cube.
Megatron is pretty happy about this. Surely nothing can go wrong.
But Ratchet was part of them.
Yeah. I think that was supposed to be Ironhide.
Pathetic.
Well, he's skinny.
if Ravage didn't grab you and throw you out the window.
Hello.
Wheeljack's family feed bag.
And I think you two guys can help.
Yay!
Hooray for total victory!
And up we go.
And our rocket shoes. Just hanging out. They're arm wrestling. Sunstreaker and Sideswipe.
Over nothing?
Decepticons. They're hubbub. They sound like the English Parliament. You don't get that. Here come the bros. Lamborghini bros.
He just fell back.
Flying or are they catch? Well, yeah, they're flying. Oh, what about flying?
Yeah, but it's part of them. So.
Oh.
Whoa, that's a nice shot.
It's part of them, so that's fine. If they can fly, that's fine.
Well, this is kind of cool. They're just flying through the air and grabbing onto the seekers and bringing them down and flying them into trees, but Starscream took out Sideswipe, but he has a parachute. And so does Sunstreaker.
Jet judo!
Is that a joke or is that an actual Cybertronian martial art?
I'm pretty sure that's what it is, so that's why they fly. All right?
Oh.
There. It's all right.
Cybertronian jutsu. Whoa.
Pistol gun.
Super Saiyan Megatron gun.
A Super Saiyan pistol. With upgrades, of course.
Get me out of here.
I am invincible.
But with my help. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, his eyes.
Starscream's having a little too much fun with that. Oh, he's using the sight or the scope.
Nope.
What?
Whoa!
He just flew Optimus Prime over.
Brawn was hiding in a trench, and Optimus drove over him, and Brawn kind of gave it a heave-ho, sending Optimus into Soundwave. Not Soundwave, Starscream.
So Megatron can't speak as a gun, even though the rest can.
Oh, that's right. Chip plants the Wheeljack's device onto Skywarp. What does this thing do? Oh!
It's a Beast Machines thing.
Wait, I don't know what that show is. Anyway. Whoa. Megatrons. His cubes pouring out of his chest.
And they'll die too.
Beep, 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 beep. It's like the clown, the Decepticon retreat music.
So
it's more that.
That's my line.
So the antimatter was just too strong to control.
Picked him up.
Roll for broke. Roll for it. Is this named after his wheelchair? Oh, that's a cool shot. Megatron and the glowing eyes on the episode.
Woo!
So that was Roll for It. What do you think, kids?
I like how I introduced a new character 5 episodes in.
Chip?
Yeah, it is about the number of episodes that you should introduce a new character to the series?
Yeah. The resolution, I'm not sure. I might give this one a 5.
Yeah, same. There are quite a few Seeker mix-ups. Quite a few, I mean, a ton.
Yeah, the animation was really weird because sometimes it looked almost like anime, especially some of the ways that Chip was drawn in his face and his eyes.
And Megatron.
Yeah, and then there was these really kind of well-done, cool lighting effects, like light and shadow on them. But then some of them...
Derpy.
Yeah, like the few shots where they're just walking sideways. It looked... Animation-wise, I think this was maybe their most inconsistent episode to date. And... Yeah, I think it wrapped up too quickly. It was a sort of Megatron's like, oh, it's too powerful, I can't control it, I'm going to get rid of it, and we'll get you next time.
I agree. I give it a 5.5. I like introducing new characters.
Yes. Right.
I agree with Elsa's rating.
Right. And you know, given my rant at the beginning of the episode, I did like the humans. Chip definitely, in his first appearance, he did a lot. He did save the day.
Told you so.
Mm-hmm. And I do like, again, that there was still continuity between 4 and 5, with Megatron still being on Cybertron and Shockwave helping him get back. I didn't expect that. I thought it...
Shockwave broke the fourth wall?
Yeah, he looked at the audience. Can you believe I'm still in here? So I wonder when it's going to become, you know, standalone episodes. I'm guessing pretty soon, but who knows? I'm surprised by the overall arc.
Consistency.
Ha-ha. Overall arc.
Ha-ha.
Yeah.
Great job. That's
right. Okay. Well, we'll wrap this up. What is the next episode?
Divide and Conquer.
Okay.
Do you have that off the top of your head?
I think you've seen it enough. Yeah. This is the one where Megatron has like a stamp, that yellow stamp that's declaring him the enemy, right?
Yeah, over his.
Yeah, picture. Yeah. Yes. As if we didn't know. But maybe now he's like the FBI public enemy number one. I don't know. But we will know when we watch the next One More Prime. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
See you later.